neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It says in Parashat Korach that Moshe ben Aaron Shalom, at the time that things became out of control, so he told Ribono Shel Olam, as you notice in my profile, I never leased a donkey from them. He told Ribono Shel Olam, lo hamor ehad mehem nasati. So now the question is, why he has to remind Ribono Shel Olam that he never borrowed a donkey from them? What difference does it make?
He doesn't
own them. Okay, so you could say, I never borrowed a pot, pans. Okay.
Doesn't owe anything.
Oh, who?
Oh.
Oh, who?
Korach.
Korach. Now, first of all, the Chumriyot, we know, Moshe Ben Aaron, he says, Isha Elokim. So that's obvious that he didn't have any type of physicality. That goes without saying. But as far as, so Am Yisrael, they all were permitted to go and bring the jewelry out. They didn't owe anybody. Hashem said, go take. No? So, why he should mention, I didn't take any chamor?
Because he didn't go and collect anything.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
So he didn't go collect. So what did he do?
He let them out of his tribe.
No, if they went and they brought 90 donkeys, jewelry, each one, so he didn't go. Good. So, what type of credit is this?
No,
he didn't go, he didn't want to go.
So, he doesn't have no desire for the God.
Understand, but what is he trying to tell Hashem? That's what the question is. What is he trying to do? He says, I didn't borrow any donkey from them. But when Am Yisrael went and brought the jewels out, what did he do?
I think that's what you said.
Ah, Hazal Baruch. So he went and searched for coffin of Yosef. Good? Why did he do that? Why he?
Because Am Yisrael promised that he's going to take him out.
Am Yisrael?
Yeah.
So where did he go?
Why did he go?
If Am Yisrael, they were obligated to take Yosef out, why did he go?
Because he was the representative.
Ah, so he was the representative of Am Yisrael. So now, if he's the representative of Am Yisrael, so when he wants to pull up the coffin of Yosef from the bottom of the ocean and carry it, what does he need?
Help.
He needs chamor. Which chamor he needs? Which one? We're almost there. He needs the chamor of the community. Why? Because he's a representative of the Am Yisrael. He's the shaliach. So now if he's a representative, and he's doing something for Am Yisrael, so the community, Am Yisrael, they have to pitch in. Yes? Did they?
No.
They didn't. So that's why Moshe Avraham says, even when I did the community work, I didn't get anything from them. I don't know what this guy wants from me, Ms. Korach. I don't know where his head is. I didn't ask anything from them. So now here, Moshe ben Aaron Shalom is saying, even though that these people, they brought 90 donkeys each one, I even didn't go to them and say, give me one donkey to do your job. I'm doing your job. I'm taking Yosef out. So give me one donkey so to carry this. I even didn't tell him that. You know what that is? And Bezat Hashem, Nizkei, Rabbi Yeshua, the Sola Tovot, Nachat, the Kol Am Yisrael, the Karov, Amin Keratzo.
Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.